The fighting, which erupted on May 20th, is Lebanon's worst internal violence since the 1975-90 civil war. The army's casualties at Nahr al-Bared Palestinian refugee camp last weekend were the heaviest since the fighting began. Hannah Anbar, associate publisher of Beirut's Daily Star, says Fatah al-Islam infiltrated the camp about 6 months ago, started robbing banks and collecting arms, and is now trying to destabilize the Lebanese government.
The army thinks they are fighting, and rightly so, a gang of extremist infiltrators who have created havoc in this country, who have created lots of casualties. The army has not lost in 50 years in any confrontation, even with Israel. For example, Saturday and Sunday, we had 11 soldiers killed and about 40 injured.
Hannah Anbar says he thinks that Syria may be backing the al-Qaeda-related militants at Nahr al-Bared, although Damascus categorically denies it.
The government believes, and most politicians who support the government believe, that we would never have had Fatah al-Islam if it were not for Syria, because after all, the arms come from Syria. The Syrians deny any connection, but, you know, common sense says it definitely
right.
did not come from Israel or from the sea. The Syrians have been saying for the past 4 or 5 months that if the international tribunal is agreed upon at the United Nations, you're going to have chaos in Lebanon. You're going to have al-Qaeda in Lebanon.
In fact, the UN Security Council voted 2 weeks ago to create an international tribunal to try suspects in the massive truck bombing in Beirut in 2005 that killed former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and 22 others. Syrian intelligence was later implicated. So VOA Middle East correspondent Margaret Bashir observes some Lebanese suspect a connection between Damascus and the Fatah al-Islam militants.
Some people say Syria sent them in here to cause trouble because the United Nations Security Council was going to be discussing the issue of an international tribunal. Many people felt that this was just one more Syrian intervention to distract from other troubles that Syria was having, just as many people thought last summer's war between Hezbollah and Israel was Iranian intervention because Iran's nuclear dossier was coming due at the UN Security Council as well.
Margaret Bashir explains that Lebanon still needs to be rebuilt from last summer's war.
Many bridges were knocked out. Cluster bombs need to be cleared from the south of Lebanon. Homes need to be rebuilt. And you have a massive tent city in the city center that Hezbollah set up in November to force the pro-Western prime minister from office. Their protest has failed to eject Mr. Senora, but at the same time, it has succeeded in destroying every business within a short radius of their tent city because nobody goes to the downtown anymore.
Despite Lebanon's current economic and political crisis, Hannah Anbar says its people are united in their memory of 15 miserable years of civil war and by their determination to avoid any repetition.
All the factions in Lebanon, whether they are in the opposition or in the government, have made it categorically clear they do not want civil war because there won't be any winners. If this boat is going to sink, they're all going to sink.
United Press International editor Claude Sulhani, whose family is from Lebanon, says it is imperative for the Lebanese army to succeed in subduing Fatah al-Islam and for the government to reassert its authority over the whole country. In that, he says, the international community has an important role to play.
I think the tribunal should bring closure to the Hariri issue. The international community needs to make certain this kind of behavior does not go unpunished. I think the United States can help by supporting the Lebanese government, by providing them the hardware that they need. They can support the government of Mr. Senora in the face of the opposition from Hezbollah and the pro-Syrian allies. And then France has a big role to play. They understand the Lebanese mentality far better than anybody else, and they have no qualms about talking to all the groups, including Hezbollah, which the U.S. will not do.
A French envoy invited Lebanese leaders to a meeting later this month aimed at breaking the political deadlock between the Western-backed governing coalition and the opposition. However, Hezbollah has not yet said whether it will take part. Meanwhile, the Lebanese army continues to advance against Fatah al-Islam positions inside the Nahr al-Bared refugee camp. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.